Glory, glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Welcome, my brothers, my sisters, to what is his message? What is the message of the Lord? By Father Anthony Uche. We are reflecting on the second Sunday of Advent. Readings will be taken from the prophet Isaiah chapter 11, verses 1 to 10. Our psalm will be Psalm 72. Second reading will be taken from Romans chapter 5, verses 4 to 9. Our gospel reading will be taken from St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 3, verses 1 to 12. The theme of our reflection this second Sunday of Advent is In His Day. Like it was in the exilic years of the people of Israel, our quest for peace and compassion into this world eludes us and seems like an illusion, because we are swayed by spirits of hopelessness and unforgiveness, and sometimes we are forced to migrate for survival, and our hopeful dreams are squashed by whims and caprices of power-hungry and selfish men and women who, by the way, derive joy in the misfortunes of their brethren, friends, and compatriots. However, my brother, my sister, we are not deterred in the face of our adversities, and we will not be shamed or confounded by those who desired our downfall, because deep within each one of us, there is a voice of Isaiah and John the Baptist that is a supernatural and prophetic voice of hope that testified to God's desire to transform the lives of those who repent and believe in Him. If we have repented and if we are believers in the Lord, we must be rest assured that the Lord will help us. He will save us. Yes, the Lord who saved His people in the land of exile will save us. Because having learned from their mistakes and witnessed the fall of the Assyrians, the remnants of God's people were willing to cooperate with Him. They were willing to cooperate with the Lord. And that voice of Isaiah assured them that the Messiah will come to transform their lives. Thus, even in the face of post-Assyrian calamities and deportations, the remnants of God's people were hopeful and believed that the messianic reign of peace, justice, and equity will come to pass. And it came to pass in the days of John the Baptist, whose powerful voice re-echoed God's faithfulness and willingness to shower His mercy, goodness, and peace upon repentant sinners, and to guarantee their day of liberation and eternal peace. Thus, my brother, my sister, having experienced the pains of sin, worry, loneliness, and hopelessness, and having confronted ourselves with difficult attitudinal questions, now is the time to leave that place of loneliness and worry. Now is the time to turn to God again. Now is the time to do what is right, not in our own eyes, but in the eyes of God. Yes, now is the time to change my way, our way of life, and to turn to God and ask Him to help us to overcome the worries, especially the economic worries of our time. Yes, now is the time to change my way of life. For when we do, the Lord will not abandon us. He will not abandon those who have turned to Him and are performing deeds worthy of their repentance. And so, my brother, my sister, like prophets Isaiah and John the Baptist, Our voices must re-echo God's compassion, God's love, and God's peace. Our attitudes and actions must rekindle the faith of the hopeless and helpless. Yes, my brother, my sister, let us cooperate with grace and be ready to receive the blessings of the Lord's coming day. May He bless us and prepare us for the reception of our blessings in His day. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Lady, Seat of Wisdom, pray for us. Saints Michael, Raphael, and Gabriel, pray for us.